तरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरशिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलस्य चित्त्वास्य कामादितरं कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते च यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा जीवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयामि शरणं नो यूज ऑफ दिस My so first of all, my thousands of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Parishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Goswami, and the same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parishmat Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, so much thanks to you all devotees coming from far away, from California, from Bejar, from Costa Rica, from Australia, Hawaii,
Panama,
Brazil.
Brazil.
Russia,
Mathura, Miami. Philippines also?
Guatemala.
Thank you. So I'm very happy to meet you all. I want to speak anything in the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the guidance of Rupa Raghunath Sanatana, especially Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, and also my Shiksha Guru, or Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, or you call him Prabhupada. He was my friend, very bosom friend. He was my Shiksha Guru. Oh, he never behaved to me like disciple. Always in one seat, talking so much Harikatha, making chapatis like friends, laughing, joking. He used to be very joking person, always just smiling. No false ego that I am so learned, I am guru and anything. He also, you can know that he must have joked with your senior, his senior disciple. Not as a very great and controlling anyone. Never control. By out of love, he want to control. So, I always want to follow them. What I am telling, not of any word, not mine, but their words, their realization, their preachings. So So, I request you to go very deep in his teachings. If you are always busy to take the meaning of his instruction outwardly, externally only, then you will be deceived. No, deceived. And you will be cheated. So try to go in deep and try to understand his things. He may tell like other gurus in our Acharya Parampara, so many contradictory things for so many classes of devotees, grade of devotees, he may tell. But we will have to reconcile them. Not harmonize.
Reconcile.
Why he is told here this and here this. So maybe he may tell it in different circumstances. Like, there are so many things in Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Chaitamrita also. Also in Srimad Bhagavat we can see Krishna told to gopis, very dark night, very very dangerous, forests in, and so many beasts are here. And you should at once return back. And after that, Krishna asked, when I told you to go? There was no dark night, no dangerous animals there,
full
moon night, but he told that darkness. So I never told you to return back, but we'll have to
reconcile.
Why he told that time and why? You should not go from me, you should stay here and we will dance and everything depends on the qualification of devotees. They should reconcile. Now I am coming to my class. In India, after Mahabharata, so bad days came. And once it was in the control of Mohammedan Muslim rulers. And at that time, in Bengal, there was a king, Muslim, Hussein Shah. Once he was making a very high tomb. So many thousands of workers were in work. So expert masons were working so hard. When it was about to be completed, king himself went there on the high place, very high. And he saw that, very wonderful they have done. In India there is no tomb like this. And he was appreciating the masons. But the head mason told that though it is so pitiful and so good, wonderful, but we can do more than this. Then at once king took the hands of that mission and he threw out from there. And he was killed. If they are here and not, if in life they can make more better than this, I cannot be here. So he killed him. And he was very angry. And at that time there was a person there, he's one of the personal assistant or anyone. He told, you should go at once and bring. But what bring? He never. At once he should go. And by fear he ran from there. And thinking of what order he has given, what to bring. But he never thought that what it is. Then he was in very worry. And he left that place, that town. And he went to another town to save himself. Thinking that what should I bring. Then one day he was very worried and he was going through any road and he saw that there were two brothers, very beautiful. They were looking towards him. They saw that this man is very worried, so they called that person. There is the two boys, two brothers, were like 16, 17 years. They called this person and told that, I see you that every day you are here and there roaming and you seem very worried. What is your worry? They told, I am the personal assistant of my King Bhushan Shah Basa. He told me to bring something, but what to bring, he never told. And out of fear, I fled away from there. If he will see me and search me, then he may kill me. So I am so worried. Can you tell when he gave you this order, where he was sitting or where he was and what doing? Then they told all these things, that on the tomb we were. And there he killed that mason and he ordered. What to bring? You should not worry. You should take very expert masons from here, two masons, and at once go and tell king. And they told that, in this town, very expert two masons are there. And he get them and told that you should go and tell king. Then he became so happy, but fearing even. And he went to king and told, king, I have brought these two expert masons. Hearing this, he began to laugh. How you knew my wish? I could not. But in that town there are two brothers, very expert, very learned, though they are young, but very expert in all this. They know all kinds of languages, especially Sanskrit, Urdu, Farsi, and all other languages. Very expert. Then he told, I wanted this. But at that time I was worried that I told you to bring, but I did not tell you to. What to tell? What to bring? They seem very wonderful and very intelligent. You should go again and request them that both brothers should come to me and they should be. Can you tell who were they? Not that. Amar Sanatan Goswami and Santosh Rup Goswami, two brothers. The officer went there and requested them, and a special arrangement he brought them to the king. And he questioned so many questions and they answered to the point. At once he was very charmed and he kept them in their kingdom like Davi Khash and Shakarmandi. Private secretary and prime minister. Rup Sanatan Goswami was prime minister. And Rup Goswami, private secretary. They were three brothers. And as far as I know, one sister. So they were working as chief minister and private secretary. So many years they did. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas from Puri, he returned. After sannyas, he went to Puri, and from Puri he went to south, and he met with Raya Ramananda. And then he returned to Puri, and again he declared that I am going to Vrindavan. And he was coming. But he was coming at the route by Ganges. He came first to the bank of Ganges from Puri, and from there he was coming to Vrindavan. The kingdom of Kushensha. So much crowd was there with Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita has written, more than lakhs were always all following, and they were coming. Always kirtan, harikatha. When they reached to Kanhaiya Lal Sala, the name of that place was Mohammedan name. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami changed. They made it Kanhaiya Lal Sala. They made there Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and all these things.
Ram Keli.
So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, with so much followers. In the night, Rupa and Sanatana, they changed their dresses. And they took dhoti and short. And very simple way. And they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also Anupam and his son Jiva Goswami, very little boy, baby. Less than 2 years. He was in their laps. And they gave this Jiva Goswami in the feet of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, after that, Sanatana Goswami told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm telling very brief. He told that this is not process to go Vrindavan. This is not the process to go Vrindavan. How to go? Alone. Like a street beggar. Not taking so much money and any opulence. You will see Rupa Sanatana how they came to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu also. So this is not the way that with thousands and thousands of crowd you are going to Vrindavan. Because so many problems will come. Here also. You are so many, more than 200. So some problems are here. Where to stay, where to host, where to for prasadam here and there. It may be that some will be very sick, then doctors will be needed. So many problems. And for alone, nothing. Nothing in pocket. Where it will be night, he will stay, and he can bake one chapati anywhere, in the houses of devotees. So, nothing is needed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you are very intelligent. I am doing mistake. If I am doing like so, any king may think that I am going to invade his kingdom. Also Sanatana Goswami told that, this is the fact I came to you. Kushensha Abhasa defeated me to go and search who is he and how so many persons are. Does he want to invade me? Attack me? So, Sanatana Goswami tell, better you should go alone. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to return to Puri. And from there, again next year, I will go to Vrindavan. Return back. Was this journey in vain? His purpose was soft. What's the purpose? Bhavat Vidha, Bhagavata, Tirthi, Bhuti, Antitirthani, Swantastain, Akadha. What is the meaning?
That personalities such as yourself are places of holy pilgrimage. That indeed, you purify, Chanti Bhavati Chaitani, you purify the holy places by your presence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to purify the holy places of pilgrimage because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated within your heart.
There's no anything, no self-interest. Personally, I have no interest. No self again, nothing. And in these old days, you know how troublesome for me to go everywhere. So Narada Rishi, Sukadeva Goswami, even they don't want any cloth, nothing. Why they are only going here and there? Bhat Vidha, Bhagavata, Tithi Bhuta, Swain Prabho, Tithi Kurvan, Tithani, Swantas, Tain, Gada Bhuta. Pure devotees, they have no worldly desire. Except, I want to serve. So they keep Krishna and control in their heart. Always Gadabhrita. What is the meaning of Gadabhrita? Gadabhrita? You know?
Gattate anaya bhoksi, who plays and flutalizes Gadabhrita.
With Gada.
With carrying a club.
Club. And saving whole world. This is one meaning. General meaning. But for pure devotee, they will reject. What? Who speaks very sweet with Bansi? He speaks Radhe Radhe. Cows. Kalindi. Kalindi, Gange, Jamune, Pishangi, like this. And also gopis, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe. And they at once attracted and they come. So by Bansi, who speaks so sweet, he is Gadabhrita. So, the pure devotees, high class of devotees, always keeping this Krishna with Radhika and gopis in their hearts. And by this, wherever they go, this place becomes Tirtha. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Even to Tirth, they make holy place. How? By their lotus dust feet. They have nothing to take anywhere, only to give. What? This pure bhakti. Swamiji never came for any his self-interest. Never, not for name and fame, out of what?
Pity.
To serve the order of his Gurudev, to preach this mission. And that is why he attracted lakhs and lakhs of devotees. In couple of years. He never wanted anything for his own. Never. And that is why very soon he preached the mission. So a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, wanted to sprinkle his mercy in the hearts of Rupa Sanatana and also Jiva. Then he told to them very secretly, I want that you should give up these jobs. I'm going to Vrindavan. I want that you should meet me in Vrindavan. Be straight beggar and come to me. I will come alone there and you should meet me. And then he left. At once one order was sufficient for them. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, they followed very strictly. They wanted to how solve this, that how they can meet in Chaitanya to Mahaprabhu when he is in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu returned to Puri and next year he started alone with very dangerous forests where elephants, tigers, bears, gandhar, all were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no weapon, no gun or
pistol
or anything. But a pistol of prema and love. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Then Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. Why Rakshama? Pahi Mam, what is the meaning of Pahi Mam?
Save me?
Eh?
Save me?
No.
Maintain my life.
I'm offering myself totally. Pahi, Pahi. I'm offering everything. Now, I'm not mine. I'm of yours. This is called Pahi. Like Draupadi.
Prahimam.
Pahimam. Same meaning. I cannot save me myself. Now, I've given fully in your Lord's feet. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he is? What is his problem? That he is calling like this. Why? Oh, separation mode. He has taken training in the school of Vishakha, Raya Ramananda. And now he is feeling separation so much that I myself is Radhika. And so much separation mode for Krishna. Always he was feeling like this. So in forest also. Oh. He saw the forest and saw, oh, this is Vrindavan, a river. Oh, Kalindi is here. Some mountains. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan is here. Some cows. Oh, this is the cows of Krishna. Cowherd boy. Oh, these are friends of Krishna. And he used to weep bitterly and call, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Rakshamam Pahimam. Tigers even sleeping in the way. If touched by Mahaprabhu feet, they used to chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare Ram.
Ram.
When he used to speak and to chant Hare Krishna loudly, whole forest used to follow him. What? Echo. Echo used to come. And whole creatures, whole creepers, trees and animals, crosses even, they used to hear and at once being liberated. Miracle he did. In the here, other hand, anyhow he reached to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami knew it and anyhow he resigned, gave up this post. And with his younger brother Anupam, he went to his house. This is the process that Rupa Goswami did. You can follow process if you want, eager to follow him. He went to his native place. He has so much money. He divided into two and gave into his family and told that you should maintain your life by this. And half of these he kept with for the training of Jiva Goswami. For his education. And he took 7,000 golden coin with him. He kept in where he was at first, in capital, Ramkeli Gram. Oh, that if any need, Sanatana Goswami can be helped by that. And when he came, he wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami. Then he became like a beggar, street beggar, nothing in his pocket, no shirt, nothing, only some worn and torn clothes, dhoti only, and one chadar, nothing else. If anything, he can beg here and there. One chapati, two chapati, not more. They went to Vrindavan, and in the way they wrote a letter and sent to Sanatana Goswami. He wrote only only some letters, 5 or 6 letters he wrote, that anyone cannot understand. If king may see, he could.